Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Megillah, Daf, Lamed, Zayin. We're starting about the ninth line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Leah Nishmas, Mars, Mem, Sar, Bas, Yaakov, Moshe, Hernish, Amash, should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said, Ain Oisid Maimru Moshev, no doing Maimru Moshev if there isn't 10 people. Now, what is Maimru Moshev? So this is after the Kavura, after the burial of a mace, the family members and relatives of the mace go through a procession, whereas we're going to see in a moment, they're told to stand and sit, and certain things are said to them, and that has to happen with 10 people. That's what the Gemara now tells us. Imdu Yukarim, Shivu Yukarim, stand precious ones, sit precious ones, and this happens. The Mishnah then said, "Ain Omer Berachah Avilim Chasanim." No saying the bracha of Avilim or Chasanim without 10 people. Says the Gemara, "We have a brayso. Omer Berachah Chasanim called Shiva. We say Berachah Chasanim all 7 days. That's what we call the Sheva brachas. That's 7 days where we have a suda and we recite the Sheva brachas, the Berachah Chasanim all 7 days." And Rabbi Yirmiyahu Sofer Meimar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu want to say that Mafkin Kalasa called Shiva, that we take out the kala to the chuppah all 7 days. That's because he links Berachah Chasanim to the kala. He understood that we only say Berachah Chasanim under the chuppah, so we have to take the kala out to the chuppah all 7 days to say Berachah Chasanim. However, Riyasa told him, "Vatani Ruchi Ruchi taught that Omer Berachas Avilim Kol Shiva. We say Berachas Avilim all 7 days, and Nisuch Hamei or Mafkin Misa Kol Shiva. Can you possibly say that we bring the mace out all 7 days? No, the first day he's buried, so we can't take the mace out the remaining days. It must be referring to something else. So my kedayin, when is Berachas Avilim said? Ma Kan Misamech Imoy Afkan Menachem Imoy. Just like over here, meaning by the Chasan for 7 days, we're Misamech with him for 7 days. So too by the Avilim, we're Menachem with him for 7 days, meaning we console him. That's what we call Shiva for 7 days." And Ma'akan Mazkir and Afkan Mazkir, and just look over here by the Chasan, where Mazkir, we say brachos for those 7 days, the Sheva brachos, so too over here by the Avelim, brachos are said for the 7 days of Avelus. Now, Istana Tani, those that teach Ain Avelim Oilim and Aminyan, that the Avelim don't count as part of that minyan, the Istana Tani, those that teach Avelim Oilim and Aminyan, the Avelim do count as part of the minyan. So Ravuni clarifies, there's no stira, Madamar Ain Avelim Oilim and Aminyan, the one who holds that the Avelim don't count as part of the minyan, but Avelim Oisha Mace, that's referring to the Avelim of that mace. Whereas Madamar Avelim Oilim and Aminyan, the one that says Avelim do count as part of the minyan, but Avelim is Acher, that's referring to the Avelim of another mace. Let's explain this first with understanding what Berachas Avelim is. So there's actually two different types of Berachas Avelim. There's one bracha that's said to the Avelim, and there's another bracha that's said to the Menachemim, to the ones who are being Menachem, consoling the Avelim. So first, Brad said that Avelim do not count as part of the minyan is referring to where, let's say, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is coming to Menachem Avel Shimon. So obviously, Shimon can't be counted as part of the minyan because he's an Avel for himself. So he's getting one bracha, and Reuven's getting a different bracha. As opposed to, let's say, now Reuven and Shimon go together to be Menachem Avel Levi, who's sitting Shiva for a totally different mace, nothing connected to Shimon. So here, even though you're right, Shimon is an Avel, but since right now in his capacity, he's just going to be Menachem Avel Levi, so he's along with Reuven, so he could count as part of the minyan. However, now the Gemara says, "Vatani, we have a brayso, yotzel hisnachem avaloy linachem." An Avel is not allowed to leave unless he's going out to be consoled. But if he's going to console others, he's not allowed to leave. And so according to this brayso, there's never a situation where an Avel is able to be part of the minion of Berachas Avelim, like in the situation that we mentioned with Reuven and Shimon going to Menachem Avel Levi, and so must be that this Braisa argues with the previous one. We continue discussing things that require 10. Tani Shmuley teaches, Ein Kiddush HaChodesh al Basara, Kiddush HaChodesh needs to be done with 10, and Rabbah quotes Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, then in regards to benching with 10 people, Nemar Kan Eda, over here it says over here, Eda V'Nemar Halon Ad Masai Lo Eda Hara HaZois, that side bad the Meraglim, so Ma Eda Murla Halon, just like the Eda that said over there, Asara, that's with 10 because there was 10 Meraglim, Avkan Asara, so it's over here by benching, it refers to 10. So if you want to bench with Hashem's name, you need 10 people. Something similar. Now regarding Davrusha B'Kedusha, that anytime we have something of holiness, of Kedusha, we have to have 10. So Rav Simon tells us, Nemar Kan, it says over here, Toich, namely, V'Nigdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. Nemar Alon, it says over there, regarding the sons of Yaakov, going to get food in Mitzrayim because of the famine, V'Yavay B'nei Yisrael Lishbar B'Soich Habayim, and the B'nei Yisrael came down to get food among all the other people that are coming. What do we learn from here? Ma Tok Shemar Alon Asara, Afkan Asara, just like over there. It's referring to 10. So to hear by V'Nigdashti Yisrael, Davrusha B'Kedusha, we require 10 people. However, Amalei Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban told him, "Imi toich at lamad, if you're going to be learning from the word toich, lishbar b'soich habayim, sagin inon, you would really need a lot more, because since the words b'soich habayim are referring to everybody else who's also coming to Mitzrayim, that's referring to thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands or millions of people that were coming to get food in Mitzrayim. So that's not what the proper limit is, el rather, Nemar Kan b'nei Yisrael, says b'nei Yisrael went to go get food, and Nemar Alon, b'nei Yisrael, says over there, b'nei Yisrael, ma'alon asar, afkan asar, just look over there, it's 10, because the sons of Yaakov were 10. Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda Sachar Zvulun Dan Avtali God Asher, that's 10. So to over here by Davshek Gedusha, it's 10. Now we get into a longer discussion. The Mishnah tells us with Karkayas Tisha B'Kayin, then when we're redeeming Karkayas, that somebody was Maktish, so we have to make an official appraisal of that land. That requires 10 people, 9 Yisraelim, and 1 Kayin. So first we explain, where do we get this from? Kineged Asar Kayhanim and Merba Parsha, that corresponds to 10 times it says the word Kayin in the Parsha. This actually refers to 3 Parshias right next to each other. One that refers to Arachin, another talks about redeeming an animal, and if it talks about redeeming karkais, lands, it says the word kain across these 10 parshias, so we learn from here that you have to have 10 people. Ask the Gemara, Ryukum kayanim. So all of them should have to be kayanim, because it says the word kain 10 times in the pasuk. So we answer, no. Riboy, achar riboy, lamayit. Then anytime we have one riboy after another riboy, that's actually miyot. It's a minimization, so we don't need 10 kayanim. Ask the Gemara, fine. Viyukul and Yisraelim. So all of them should be allowed to be Yisraelim. The answer is, ain't a parsha yotze b'le kayin. We can't leave this parsha and our drasha of it without having at least one kayin, because for what other reason would the psukim say the word kayin 10 times? It must be that there has to be at least one kayin when redeeming karkais. So I think where Alam Zayin Obeiz on the top asks another question. Ad kedoin b'maktish guvish al sadeh. Up until here, we know that when a person was maktish their field itself, a person took his field and he's maktish it to the Beis HaMikdash, and now it's being redeemed. So there we could for sure say we require 9 people and a kayin to make the appraisal of the field. But what about the following? Amar d'mei sadi olai. Let's say he said, the value of my field is on me to give the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to appraise his field to see how much it's worth, but we're not actually redeeming his field, we're just seeing how much it's worth. So does that require 9 and a kayin? Or maybe we could just have 3 people making the appraisal. So we attempt an answer, and Ishmin Mahadalot learned from the following. We have a mission that tells us, arachim ha-metaltalin b'shloisha, that arachim that are movable, that needs 3 people to make the appraisal. So the question is, v'yesh arachim she'ena metaltalin? According to some Gersos, we take out the word she'enon as v'yesh arachim metaltalin, either which way it's saying the same thing, that are arachim metaltalin? No. Erech is something that the pasuk clearly tells us, that a person can take upon the erech, the value of himself or another person, to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. And that has a set value. We don't make an appraisal of how much the person is worth. It's a certain amount of money for a male of a certain age, a certain amount of money for a female of a certain age. So what does that mean? Arachim metaltalin is appraised by 3 people. So Rav Yaakov bar Acha quotes Rav Shem bar Abba, who says, b'shem ruchanino, let's talk about the following situation. Ha'aymer, a person said, harei erki olai, I take upon myself my own erech, and he didn't pay up the necessary amount. So the gizbar, the treasurer of Hekdesh, is now going to come to him to take that money, but he doesn't have any cash, so it has to be taken either from metaltalin or karka, from property. So bala sadre mina karka, if they're going to be taking that payment from land, shamalai basara, so then it's evaluated by 10, whereas mina metaltalin, shamalai b'shalaisha, if it's being taken from metaltalin, that's only evaluated by 3 people. Now this answer requires explanation. There's technically an inherent problem with it, because we had said in our Mishnah that when we evaluate how much a person is worth, that's just like karka, and it has to be done with 9 and a kayin. Now over here, when the person said, erki olai, my value is on me, so we have to make an evaluation of him. Why is that? Because this has to do with a special din, specifically regarding arachin, that if a person can't afford how much the erech really is supposed to be, so masadrin loy, we work it out for him, and he only has to pay that which he can afford, which in essence means we're going to be evaluating him to see how much he can pay. Nonetheless, as we just said now, that if we're going to be taking metaltalin from him, it's only being evaluated by 3 people, not 10. What do we see from here? That the only time that we have to have 10 doing the valuation is when that thing itself was dedicated or consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, but we're just trying to determine a particular value of how much has to be paid to the Beis HaMikdash. Like in the case of Erech, we need to know how much the fellow is able to afford, so that it can be done just with 3 people. That'd be the answer to the question from the top of the Gemara. Let's say a person said, I'm going to pay the value of my field to the Beis HaMikdash, so here we just need to know how much the field is worth to determine how much he needs to pay, but not that the field itself is Kadosh, therefore it would only require 3 people to appraise it, not anymore. However, the Gemara says, not a raya. Ha'oimer, ha'rei erki olai, enoi ka'oimer d'mei sadi olai. These 2 cases are not comparable. When a person says, my erich is on me, I'm going to give my erich value, that's different than the case from above, where a person said, I'm going to give the value of my field to the Beis HaMikdash. How so? So in the case of an erich, as we had said, the Torah stipulates very clearly how much money has to be paid. It's a set value depending on the gender and the age of the person. So we really know already how much the person has to pay. Okay, so then we just do a basic appraisal of how much he's able to afford of the original amount, and that's what he has to pay. As opposed to when he says that I'm going to pay the value of my field to the Beis HaMikdash, here, we don't know how much the value of his field is. We don't know how much his original chiv is in the first place. And therefore, we could technically view it as being no different than the situation of him dedicating his field itself and then redeeming it, because in both situations, we have to find out how much that field is worth. And therefore, it is possible to say that when he promises to pay the value of his field, we would still need 9 and a kain. Now, the Gemara just gives a similar case. Aval, however, im amar, if the person had said, harei alai mei amana lehekdesh, I think about myself to give 100 mana to hekdesh, and he doesn't have that 100 mana on hand, because that's a lot of money, so we have to evaluate how much he is able to afford. The mela means we have to appraise what he owns to see how much he could pay. In this situation, shamalai b'shloisha, we would evaluate him just with 3 people, and again, that's going based off this far that we just said previously, that we know how much he owes already. He owes 100, we just have to see how much of it he could afford, so that requires just 3 people to evaluate. El Shiashir, once becomes more wealthy, nidan pasig yad, he's judged with pasig yad, which over here means that he's going to have to continue paying up until he reaches the total amount of 100, as opposed to arach Yochin, where if he's not able to afford the entire Erech Neder that he made, he just pays whatever he could afford, and that's it, he's scot-free, even if later on he becomes wealthy, as opposed to in this situation, when he promised, I'm going to give 100 money, he has to give that 100 money, and even though he can't afford all of it now, so later on when he could, he has to pay that up. We continue discussing, Tanu, we have a braisa, Avadim, Ushtarois, Umetaltalin, that's proper girsa, when Bezin is going to be selling Avadim, Shtarois, or Metaltalin of a person in order to pay for his chayv to Hektish, ain't lahani garis bekairis, they don't have any garis bekairis. Ask the Gemara, Mawi garis bekairis, what is an igaris bekairis? Literally, that means a letter of bekairis, which is like an inspection or something like that. What is this letter? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Parzi Omer, he says, achraza, it's an announcement. What's that referring to? So when Hektish is going to be selling a person's field in order to pay for a debt of his, what they do is they first publicize the sale, they make an achraza, or they write an igaris bekairis, saying that there's going to be a public auction of this field that enables everybody to come see the field, decide whether or not they like it, how much it's worth, v'chulu, and then they make the public auction, essentially enable to be able to raise as much money for Hektish as possible. What the Brassa just told us is that when Avadim, Shtaris, or Metalton are being sold, they don't have a Zigaris Bikaris, they just get sold right away, and there's not this period where everything's publicized so people to come check them out. Why is that? So Ula Rabbi Shmuel Amar, he explains, Avadim Shlei Avrchu, we don't want Avadim to know about it so they don't run away, and Shtaris, Metalton, Shlei Ganvu, we don't publicize that Shtaris or Metalton are being sold, that's because we don't want them to be stolen by people coming to check them out to see if it's worthwhile, and so we're just going to sell them without fanfare. He just asked a question on this, Rabbi Bar Kain Ba Kumir Biyasi asks as follows, Lesa Da Amar, doesn't this tell us, Shavadim Niftim B'Shloisha, that Avadim are able to be redeemed with three people? That's because we just said that when Avadim are being sold, we're not going to make it public, but if the only way to redeem or sell Avadim is with 10 people, 9 in a Kayin, because that's considered a person, so that is making the sale public. So it must be that we learned from the fact that Bryce has said that we don't make the sale of Avadim public, they're only being sold by three people. And again, that seems to be a problem with our Mishnah, that tells when a person is being evaluated that we have to have 10 people. So Amalei Bias responded to him, and you're right, meaning only three people are required. So Amalei asked him, Vatanin, what do you mean? The Mishnah says that we just pointed out, when it comes to Karka, we need 9 in a Kayin, and Va'adam Kayyotzebahen, a person is just like them. So why indeed are 10 people not required when we're talking about the sale of Adam? So Amalei Bias responded to him, Adam Dahacha Ben Chayrinhu, the Adam that we're talking about in our Mishnah is referring to a Ben Chayrin, a free person. An Eved doesn't have the din of an Adam, and therefore three people are okay. Now the Gemara mentioned something not really fully related to this discussion at hand. It's connected to this concept of this achraza, this letter that's written publicizing a sale. As Machlekes Maseches Ksubas, let's say the Bezin sold this at a wrong price. As Machlekes Chacham and Rishon Gamliel, the Chacham hold that if the mistake in its value that it was sold for was either a sixth less or a sixth more than the standard, so the whole thing is batal. Rishon Gamliel says no, it's perfectly valid, even though they were off by more than a sixth. That's because he used the lashon of Makayach Bezin Yafe. What good is the Kayach of Bezdin, the authority of the court, if they make a small mistake? We're going to be mavatal it. Then the Mishnah says that if the Bezdin had written this letter, this Igeris Bikiris, this Achraza, they made it public, so even according to their Rabbanon, if they were off by a sixth, it's not a problem. So the Gemara tells us, Chinar Bar Shlemi says, B'shem Rav, also of the Kumi Rebbe, a story came in front of Rebbe, where Bezdin made a mistake by more than a sixth. They were selling property of Yisraimim, and Obama Rebbe Rabbanon, Rebbe wanted to pass on the Rabbanon that the whole thing is batal, whereas Amal Rebbe Lazar Prata, Ben Benesh Rebbe Lazar Prata, Rebbe Lazar Prata was the grandson of Rebbe Lazar Prata, he told Rebbe, Rebbe, Loikach Lamatani B'shem Rebbe, didn't you tell me in the name of your grandfather, and Rebbe's grandfather is Rebbe Gamliel, didn't you tell me as follows, and pay attention to the girsa change, Im Kain Ma Koyach Bezin Yafe, if so, if you're going to be vata what the Bezin did, so what good is their authority? They have no Koyach. And because of that, V'chazer Bei V'avad Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rebbe was Chayzer, and he ended up passing like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey, going back to discuss Halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.